From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Robert Mugabe, the longest-serving African leader, resigned Tuesday, ending his 37 years in power. That resignation was met with celebrations in the streets.
Cheering crowds raced through the streets of Harare as news spread that President Robert Mugabe had resigned after nearly four decades in power. The Speaker of Parliament read out what he said was a letter from President Mugabe formally tendering his resignation. While some regarded Mugabe as the leader who fought for Zimbabwe's independence, many others were happy to see the end of his rule. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Washington.
And the 93-year-old leader clung to power for a week after military takeover and the ruling ZANU-PF party stripped him of the leadership. The reaction in the streets, one of joy. Joy Mbinga of the Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition said for decades the Mugabe family ruled as a dynasty. Mr. Mugabe sacked Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa is expected to be sworn in as president as early as Wednesday. Heather Noward is a U.S. State Department spokesperson. Mr. Mugabe was facing impeachment charges in parliament, charging him of being a source of instability, flouting the rule of law, and presiding over the country's economic decline. The UN Tribunal on War Crimes in the former Yugoslavia is expected to hand down its final verdict Wednesday in the genocide trial of former Bosnian Serb general Ratko Mladic, known as the Butcher of Bosnia. He's accused of ordering the massacre of thousands of Muslim men and boys. This is VOA News.